Right, shall we make a start, everybody? Gabby, could you do a roll call?
Sure, just who joined now? Can I?
Hey, Gabby, this is Peter joining.
Hi, Peter. Okay, so we have Victor Abbott, Olga Cavalli, Leslie Cowley, Keith Davidson, Hiro Hotta, Cheryl Langdonor, Yangam Lee, Roloff Meyer, Ron Sherwood, Sokol Hakshu, Han Chuan Lee, Patricia Poblete, Suleiman Umtanaga, Dr. Sparks DeBlanc, Peter van Roster, and from staff we have Bart Boswinkel, Christina Nordstrom, and myself. And we have two apologies, and that's from Jan and from Paolo.
Okay, thanks very much. Let's make a start then. So the call is scheduled for an hour, and it's my first call, so I'm going to need your help, people. So firstly, just a quick welcome to Roloff, Victor, Suleiman, and Keith. And let's go right into the agenda, if everyone's okay with that.
Yep.
Okay. So the first item is confirmation of the minutes and actions of the 16th of March. Could I firstly ask if anyone has any corrections or additions, please? No? Okay, so we'll take those minutes as confirmed, please, Gabby. Does anyone have any matters arising that we're not covering on the agenda this time? Nope. Okay, so can we just move to the update on the actions from Gabby and Bart? So there were two actions from that set of minutes, I think, Gabby?
Yeah, there were no real actions from the last council meeting, but we had outstanding actions from the meeting before that. And I think that was action 6001, Bart Boswinkel to draft a charter for a follow-up working group to the incident response working group, which would focus on the funding, implementation, and maintenance of the contact repository for CCTLDs. And Bart has drafted this, so that's done.
Thank you.
And the next one was action 6004, the secretary to post the finance working group background material on the CCNSO website, and this has been done.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so item two then is a new item. So just by way of introduction, I asked this to be put on the agenda. I thought it would be helpful with a new chair coming in for us to update each other on activities between meetings and calls relating to the CCNSO. So it doesn't have to be a full account of what you've been doing since San Francisco, but really a high-level summary of information that's particularly relevant to your role as a councillor or vice chair or chair, if that's okay with everybody. So if I can just cover from the chair's point of view, so what I have been up to since San Francisco, which seems like a very long time ago. firstly, I've initiated an informal chair and vice chair's call where a week or so ago we discussed the agenda for this call and gave an update on actions. I've also sent out invitations to the GNSO and the ALAC for the FOI working group. I've had some discussions with vice chairs about the DSSA working group membership that we're coming to later on the agenda. I've also talked with Bart about a work plan, and that's in progress. And also talked with Bart about the actions from the CCNSO review, and that's a separate paper on the agenda this time. And finally, I'm in Washington this week and hope to catch up with Becky this lunchtime. And what I would like to do is meet with each of the councillors over the period of a year, really to see how you can best help with the work of the CCNSO and how you think things are going. So Becky is the first one of those. And later on today, I'm also meeting with the NTIA, where I will be raising attention of the CCNSO input into the IANA notice of inquiry. So maybe if I could invite Hiro as vice chair. I don't think Byron is on the call as yet, Gabby.
No.
Okay, so Hiro, any
yes.
updates from you as vice chair?
Right. As Leslie said, I attended one conference call among chair, vice chairs, and secretariat, and I personally have investigated how to proceed IDM working group through discussion because it will give big influence on the structure of the membership of CCNSO. I think that's all.
Okay, thank you. We've not got Byron on the call, which is unfortunate. But do any other councillors have updates they'd like to add at this stage?
It's Keith here, Leslie. I've been pretty quiet over the last couple of weeks, having just finished chairing an IGF meeting for the Pacific. But in terms of the framework of interpretation working group, there are I don't think that's on the agenda anywhere else, but we have started work in terms of Bernie starting
to... Item 6, Keith.
Oh, excellent. We'll come to that when it comes up.
Okay, thank you. Was that somebody else coming in there as well?
Yes, that was me, Leslie Rullo, speaking. Working groups are on the agenda, so that's most of the stuff I've been doing as chair of the SOP. I'll talk about that later, but for the rest, I've been trying to read some of the stuff that was in the CCNSO over the last few months. So,
okay.
For the rest, that's about it.
Anyone else, anything to add? Okay. Thank you very much for that then. And that, if with your permission, will be a standing item on the agenda, just really so that we can be a bit more open and transparent about what we've been up to. Okay, so item number 3 then, which is talking about working group candidates. You will recall there's a paper for this one, which is in effect the emails that were discussing the idea what should one do if there are working group volunteers in between or after we've approved a working group membership. And we had inputs from Gabby, then Hiro, and then Rollo. From those inputs, I think we were looking at two options. Roloff, you were suggesting that the chair of a working group could check with the chair of the council and then either approve, reject, or consult the council. And then Hiro, I think you were suggesting the proposal to the council list, and if nobody objected after a period of time, that person would then be agreed. Does anyone have comments on those two options, or indeed any other options, please?
I think this is Youngham here.
Thanks, Youngham.
Yes, I think Hiro's suggestion of having a certain amount of time to let the councillors voice their opinions is a very good idea. And would kind of speed up the process and make it simpler, but make sure that everyone's voice is heard.
Okay. Anyone else comment? Olaf, yours was the alternative proposal. Would you be okay with something along the lines that Hiro suggested?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think 14 days is a bit long, but as long as we don't have the feeling that it will slow down the whole process too much, I'm fine with that. But of course, I gave my input, not aware of how big the issue was in the council.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an addition. Yeah.
Gabby, I think this should be an occasional matter. I don't think from history we've had lots and lots of these cases.
Leslie, this is Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's just incidental. It hardly happens, but so, and what is changing as well, say, that now we've scheduled all these calls up to, say, March 2012, even becomes less of an issue.
Yeah.
The only period where it really matters is probably during the summertime, in the summertime, when you have 6 or 8 weeks between two council calls.
Yeah, okay.
And just to have a process in place is yeah, it makes our life easier as well.
Okay, Bart, thank you. So with that comment in mind, are we happy as a council to go for the process suggested by HERO with a period of, say, 10 days, which is somewhere between the week and 14 suggested? Are people content with that way?
I am, yes.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
One suggestion. Mm-hmm. If the last day of the 10-day period falls on a Sunday mm-hmm. or a holiday, maybe we should take that into consideration.
Thank you, Youngham. Okay, so if a email is sent to the list, it should make clear the deadline day.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Let's move on. So item number 4 seems to run under several different titles. I think it's the Incident Repository Implementation Working Group.
Yeah.
And we have a draft charter from Bart as a paper. Can I have any comments on the draft charter, please?
Hi, Leslie. Vika just joined.
Hi, Vika. Welcome. We're on item 4 on the
charter.
Okay,
thank you.
This is Hero.
Hi, Hero.
Yes, I have a comment. I think the first task of the working group will be the clear definition of the function of the repository. That is, who the users are, how it's used, how secure it should be, and so on. I think this task is necessary because the function will dominate how many CCTLDs or CCTLD managers will put and maintain their contact data in the repository. This task is somewhat described in the scope of activities in the charter, but I think this should also be put as one of the purposes in the purpose section.
Hero, this is Mark. Leslie,
yes.
May I comment?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It's if you look at, say, the final report, so say from Jörg, the previous from the Incident Response Working Group, there is some material already defined in it, and I think this working group, but would be my suggestion, is this working group should build upon that on that final report and not revisit some of the stuff already done. Say the use cases, so is already in I that's one thing I know definitely is already in the final report of the other working group, of the previous working group.
Okay, so that would be a starting point in effect to revisit that.
If I may ask a question, because that's how I read it, because under a purpose number 1 it says, as proposed by the Incident Response Planning Working Group. So I took it that the council earlier decided that that was the model they wanted and that this working group is about how we're going to fund it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think this discussion highlights for me that although there was a presentation by the last working group, the knowledge probably isn't as wide as it should be, the awareness isn't as wide as it should be on this particular issue. Would that be fair?
I think it is, yeah.
Could we perhaps ask the program committee if we might tackle that in some way in Singapore? I seem to recall there was a presentation from the previous working group, but I don't think it was that well attended from memory.
I think, say, Leslie, mm-hmm. again a suggestion, I think it's very good, and say, if this working group would come up, say, or as part of the program and maybe in the security session, if there is one, and say, build on what is has happened, and I could ask Jörg to do that again, to revisit it again and explain.
Okay.
Then you have a nice format.
Yeah. Is everyone okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go back to the charter then, having addressed that the there's some work that's gone on beforehand that the group will need to refresh their memories with and draw upon. On the charter itself, have we got any more comments, please? No? Okay. So can we consider that approved, everybody?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah. Sorry, Leslie, my mic was off, but I said that I thought it was a very clear document, so I had no questions or remarks.
Thank you, Roloff. Okay, and thank you to Bart for a very clear document. And the call for volunteers, Bart, do we just need to agree to issue a call for volunteers?
It's more that, say, the council asked or requested the secretariat to send out a call for volunteers. And so we'll start that process and we'll set up the web pages and everything else for that working group.
Okay.
And then they hopefully at the next council meeting we have a list of volunteers.
Excellent. Everyone okay with that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Moving on then, item number 5 is the notice of inquiry on the IANA contract. Just to note that the CCNSO submission went in and went in on time. I noticed some people missed the deadline, mentioning no people on the call. And there were, I see, 79 submissions. So as I said earlier, I'm actually meeting with Fiona later on today. If there's anything councillors would particularly like me to ask Fiona, then please do let me know by email after this call or during this call. But I think really the item was on the agenda so that we could note that our submission went in, and there was quite a lot of interest from other parties as well. Does anyone have any particular points or comments on that?
Leslie, this is Peter.
Hello.
For Centre, we filed a submission as well, and we added a survey that we did. And I know that the other regional organisations have taken that same survey and sent it to their members. And I was wondering if anybody on the call knows whether there was any outputs from that effort.
Yes, this is Hero. APTLD has done the same thing.
Okay. And did you get many responses that were then sent to MTIA? I just want to find out if we see some consistency across the regions as well.
Peter, this is Keith. There were a low number of responses in the APTLD survey. I think 9 members responded, so we couldn't feel extremely comfortable that this was an asserted position of APTLD.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Okay, everyone okay with that then? Let's move on to item number 6. Which is the Framework of Interpretation Working Group. And Keith, you were just going to provide an update on the call for volunteers.
Yeah, the call.
Et cetera.
Oh, thanks, Leslie. The call for volunteers has gone out, and so we're awaiting the outcome of that. And in the interim, members of the delegation working group are trying to draw together a framework for the first set of discussions while Bernie remains on contract, and we've made some quite good progress, so our first call should be useful. Our biggest problem is engagement with the GAC, or the lack of engagement with the GAC during the San Fran meeting due to their distraction on other issues.
And And I think I understood from Chris that he was going to explore with Heather the timing of GAC involvement in that. Obviously, GTLD seems to have taken over a lot of the GAC capacity at the moment. I've not yet heard back from Chris on that, and I will be chasing him.
Yep, and I thought Chris was going to be on this call at some point.
I don't think so, but I do know that Heather's on holiday anyway, so I'm sure she'll follow up when she's back from holiday.
We've worked a time schedule looking forwards, and if we can start our work fairly soon, we can complete it in a reasonable manner, but we're sort of a little in the GAC's hands, so that's something that you and I may need to follow up on anyway, Lizzie.
Yep, okay, let's do that. Okay, so any questions or comments for Keith, please, on that one?
This is Bart. Maybe in addition to what Keith is saying, I think, Keith, the focus point up to Singapore would, and maybe just after Singapore, would be on the work plan itself. So to schedule out and define the topics and the order of the topics, which needs to be adopted by the working group itself. So if the GAC would be able to get involved at Singapore or just after Singapore, then I think it's a reasonable schedule.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And I think in that regard too, that individually there's quite a bit of interest and discussion from individual GAC members, but without any discussion with the GAC chair, it makes it extremely hard to know which direction to move in.
Okay. Well, I've made a note on my copious hotel pad to speak with Heather when she's back from holiday on that one.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you for that then, Keith. So moving on to item 7, which is about involving the regional organisations in the meeting programme working group. There was a reminder that the goal of the working group is to organise the agenda for the CCNSO meetings, and with Eric's departure off to things political, we now seem to be without any of the regional organisations in that group. And the discussion is around whether council members think it would be helpful to continue the involvement of the regional organisations in that working group, and if so, to seek participation from one or more of the regional organisations. Can I have any comments or queries on that, please?
Leslie, I have a question on that. Do we have any idea of what the reasons are why there is so little participation? Or maybe Peter can explain, I mean, since he's on the call, why Centre is not participating?
Yeah, hi, Rudolf. Yes, sure. I was in the programming working group for the first year, maybe, Gabby? I'm not sure even. The reason why I left was, practically, it's time-consuming, and I didn't feel I had enough time to participate properly. And I felt that contributions could also be made in different ways, not just by being part of the working group. So that's the main reason. It's purely practical, and it's basically a matter of priorities for me. Obviously, I cannot speak for the others.
So, do we have any ideas of or opinions given by the other ROs, why they are not participating?
Sir, Vigar here. I think that probably the feeling among the regional organizations is pretty much as Peter has expressed it. I would probably think that the best way to involve the regional organizations is rather to keep them on the list of the program working group without necessarily requiring them to attend the teleconferences, but allow them to see what's going on there, the agenda, I mean, the meeting program in its drafts, so that they can comment and they can also give suggestions to the program. That, I think, is the best practical way of involving the regional organizations.
Thanks, Vika. If I recall correctly, part of the idea about having ROs involved was to ensure that there were good ideas put forward from maybe something that had gone down very well at the RO meetings to a wider audience, but also so as to prevent a CCNSO meeting not being a complete replay of everything, for example, that was covered at a centre meeting from my own experience. So there was desire to ensure that the CCNSO had kind of the best of some of those presentations, but without being a full duplication of some of the RO meetings as well. So I guess from the comments made so far, it seems that we're drifting into we would like ROs to still be involved in some way. Are we agreed on that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
This is Yang.
Thanks, Yang.
Hi. Right. I've been a member of, I mean, not a real active member, but I've participated in the calls. And Andres actually is the chair or has been the chair of this working group.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I think we should talk about. What are we going to do with, not with Andres, but I mean, are we going to set a principle as to who is going to be the chair, or are there any qualifications of being a chair of this working group? And that's one. The other is that actually not many people have been participating, and I think partially it is because the CC meetings are actually basically very full to begin with. There are certain things that need to be done, and Gabby and Bart are very good at informing us about the basic things. And so it has not been a really, really active group, but as you said, I think it would be a good idea if we could have as diverse a group as possible.
Okay.
Which at present we don't.
Okay. So before we digress onto matters of who's chairing the group, I haven't heard from anybody arguing against as much inclusive involvement as possible. So I think that is our decision. It sounds like there is further discussion as to how best to involve the ROs. If we pick up on Vika's suggestion of them being involved on the list or maybe more actively participating in the group. And obviously, I'm assuming that LACTLD will be replacing Eric, and it may be possible for Eric's replacement to be engaged as well. But, Gabby, do you have any comments on this particular one?
Gabby?
No, just welcoming back all the regional organizations. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Leslie, can I make a short comment on this one? Still?
Please.
Before you close it off? I think it's very important that the regional organizations participate in the agenda setting of the CCNSO, because I think there's a potential risk of overlap. There is a great possibility of complementarity. And I sometimes see that there is too much overlap and too little complementarity. So I would, as a center member, I would also like to urge center to be involved as much as possible. And I understand the practicalities of limited time, but I think it is something to take into consideration.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I was going to note that possibly there's a chair's action point here to speak with the regional organization chairs and encourage them to participate.
Leslie, this is Bart. We do have, say, one of the roles and responsibilities defined is, say, the council members who liaise with the regional organizations.
Yeah. And have we allocated those out yet? Have we had?
Yeah, with the exception of the African regions, all others have been allocated.
Right. Okay. Remind me who is liaising.
It's Keith, Johanny, I think Patricio, we need one for the African region.
I'm the FTLD chair, so could I liaise
with yourself,
Peter?
Yeah. Please.
Yeah, it's Keith will liaise with himself as well.
Well, that cuts out a stage in the process, doesn't it? Okay, so how about we ask the liaisons to liaise either with themselves or with others as to how we can best get RO's involvement in this? Is that okay with everybody?
Yep.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Let's move on then.
Right.
People are riding home, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next item is item 8, which is the approval of the CCNSO DSSA Working Group volunteers. And you'll recall that this was an action from the previous conferences where we tasked the chair and the vice chairs with agreeing on a list. We have now done that. Gabby, has the list been shared with the council as yet? Remind me.
The entire list of volunteers?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, let me just quickly run through it then. So the number of people that we needed was the subject of some discussion when the GNSO came up with 12 volunteers for this group. So it seems to be a rather large group. But following on from that, we do have a proposed set of 12 people. Let me quickly run through them. Sean Copeland from .bi, Luis Diego Espinoza from .cr, Mark Elkins from .za, Jacques...
Leslie, may I interrupt you for a minute about that? But somebody's mic is open and there's a lot of background noise, so I'm having difficulties in understanding you.
Okay. Can we identify who that is, Gabby?
We're trying, the operator's trying to identify and mute it.
Okay.
That's all we can do, I'm sorry.
Trying to work out what language it is.
Gabby Adigo should be able to mute all lines but those that are actually supposed to be talking.
Okay, seems to stop now. And we have an annoying buzz.
Yeah.
Instead. Oh, dear.
Okay.
Okay, let's try again. So, Sean Copeland from .vi, Luis Diego Espinoza from .cr, Mark Elkins from .za, Jacques Latour from .ca, Roy Arens from .uk, Takeyesu Matsura from .jp, Jörg Schreider from .de, who's also proposed as co-chair, Sean Chen from .cn, Chris Wright from .au, Katrina Sataki from .lv, Otman Lendl from .at, and Andre Philippe from .cz. Anyone, any comments or queries on those 12, please? Can I take those as approved?
Yes.
I second that.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's move on then to the working group updates.
Leslie, this is about just for the record, and I assume Jörg Schweiger is appointed as co-chair of the CCNSO co-chair of the working group as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I may ask Leslie, what does it mean that York is the co-chair? Is there any other chair that is sharing this responsibility with?
Yes, I think, Bart, remind me, there was a GNSO co-chair, wasn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, there is a co-chair from the GNSO, from ALEC, and from the NRO.
Oh, okay.
So
it's like an awful lot of people are chairing, but it seems like a rather large group anyway.
Yeah, it's what you see already is that the co-chairs are, say, informally preparing the next phases. So it was a good mechanism.
Good. We'll wait to see how that pans out longer term.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Other working group updates then. Bart, maybe you can help us on 9.1, which is the IDN-PDP working group 1.
I think Chris sent a note to the working group, to the council list. Say he's
good.
Chair of that working group. So that's attachment 4. We in the process of convening the sub-working group to deal with the confusing similar issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to have it established and have the first call not come upcoming week, but the week after.
Okay, thank you, Bart. Any comments or questions for Bart? No? Okay. Hero, then, IDN-PDP Working Group 2.
Yes. In San Francisco, Working Group 2 intensively discussed about the one vote per territory issue. The working group hasn't reached consensus and will discuss further in its conference call this week. Pros and cons of the one vote per territory and one vote per, say, CCTLD string or CCTLD registry will be classified and discussed.
Thank you, Hero. Any questions or comments for Hero? Okay. 9.3 is the JIG working group, and unfortunately Jan's not been able to be on this call. However, we did have the update from the GNSO that I posted to you the other day. Since that time, we've also heard from the ESAC that the chair, Patrick Holstrom, has some concerns on some of the language. And I think, Bart, you were looking into what those concerns were.
Yes, and it's, say, up to now, and it's unfortunately one of the recommendations. So I'll advise the council as soon as possible on what the real concerns are. And the, say, for the next council call, the final report will be up for adoption as well.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on then to the SOP working group, Roloff.
Yes, I'll just limit myself to what we did since the ICANN meeting in San Francisco, and that was that we submitted comments on the strategic and on the operational plan framework, the operational plan for 2011-2012. We did that on the 30th of March, so that was well within the time frame this time. Bart and I also had time to edit the comments that we got from the from the four different subgroups. So I think it was a more comprehensive document than the comments that we submitted on the strategic plan. And we also circulated our comments to the CCANSO membership, and that was the main reason why we wanted to be well ahead of the deadline. So that members could use, if they wanted, the comments compiled by the SOP for the individual comments to ICANN on the operational plan framework.
Okay, thank you, Roloff. Any questions or comments for Roloff, please? Okay, thank you, and thank you for the work on that one to your group.
Yeah, may I ask a question on that? Did my other council members find it useful, those comments? Did anybody use it in their own comments on the framework? Or okay, let me put it differently. I would welcome any comment from my council on what we submitted, and that can be on or offline.
Thank you, Roloff. Okay, I think we're leaving it all down to you and your group. Okay, so the finance working group. Sadly, we haven't got Byron on the call.
I heard they went bust.
Do we have any other members of that working group who might like to provide an update? Roloff?
Yes, that's a good one. I wasn't prepared for that. Yes, I am an ex-officio member of the Finance Working Group. I wasn't briefed by Byron on that, and as far as
I'm
available. Sorry?
Viga is here, the member of that working group and the vice chair.
Oh!
Excellent, Vika. Do you want to...
Yes, sorry, Byron, I remember that you're speaking. we pretty much are now early phases. We've circulated a couple of documents from ICANN. I think Bart had circulated them before San Francisco anyway. And we agreed that we should then consider those documents. And then we will have a meeting definitely before Singapore, when the working group will then set out probably a work program now on what can be achieved when. But it's pretty much for now reading through documentation. We also had a point of trying to look at other member organizations to see if there could be any models that we could copy or learn from. But nothing so far has happened. We will see once we have our first call. I'm not sure maybe Bart or Gabi will know, but it should be definitely before the Singapore meeting. I suspect it will be sometime in May.
Yes, until now we haven't sent out a doodle, but what I'll do is I'll contact Byron to start up the process again.
Okay, so there's an action arising there.
Yeah.
Thank you for that update, Vika and Bart and Roloff.
Maybe just, Leslie, sorry, and Roloff as well, maybe it's what is important as well to note is, and Roloff didn't mention it, but there is a scheduled call with ICANN staff on the 18th of May to go through the the updated or the draft ops plan as well.
Thank you, Bart. Yes, I forgot that.
Thank you. Okay. So let's move on then, because I'm still trying to stick to schedule. Item 10, the CCNSO website. Gabby, can you update us? There's been several discussions on this over a few months, I think.
Yes, but Bart will actually do the update.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes back, in fact, a couple of years already. There was the council more or less had the intention to have a closed message board type or a private area for members and the CCTLD community to discuss. So that's 2 or 3 years ago already, but it was very difficult to get it implemented. Then we had the survey on the and interviews on the on the update of the CCNSO and review of the CCNSO website itself, and one of the items that that came out of it is that there was this need to create this closed section on the website, and so we followed up again with say once the update was done of the website after Cartagena. Gabi and Christina followed up with some interviews, and again there was some expressed, or the majority expressed this need to create the a closed section, whether it would be on the website itself or use other tools, that doesn't matter. And there were some against it, and particularly their objection was based on the transparency and accountability and the transparency of the CCNSO itself. So we as staff are a bit stuck at this stage is whether to proceed with creating a closed section. And the tools are available not just for the website, but we could use a wiki type space as well. But I think it's, that is our request. It's more up to the council whether they want to pursue this idea of a closed area for the CCTLD community, where they can discuss, drafts, exchange, a message board type of area, and anything else. But we want that's what we're seeking, in fact.
Okay, so we have a proposal to create a closed section. We also have some views that there may be issues with transparency around that. Can I have council members' views, please?
Thank you, Helen. I just like to get a couple of things clear. This closed session would be for things like, as Bart mentioned, working groups where they would discuss within the working group before they make their final or a document or report public, right?
No, working groups already have, say, CCNA's old working groups already have closed wikis. So this is more for the broader community. It's for instance, a discussion, or so, say, Rudolf produces a document for the broader community, and before finalizing it, he could share it over the over this list. And for instance, the submission of the CCNSO on the NOI would be another example. So if we go into the processes or mechanisms to get position papers out, this would be an ideal, in my view, an ideal tool to seek consensus of the community. And it could be used for questions as well to the broader community from individual CCTLDs, or to have a reasonably closed section with all the contact details.
So my understanding was actually very similar, because I get so many letters, so many emails regarding a certain issue, and they get kind of buried in my other email, and so it would be great if there's a place where I can go and all the relevant material is there. And so that's what it's for, right? And so that was my, actually,
okay.
That was
you,
just my understanding.
Else?
And so, right.
Marcus, this is Peter. I was wondering, when we first discussed that issue of the closed section, was that before the wiki? And
The wikis were always there, but the wikis are linked to the working groups, and at the time we used social text, which was it's a nightmare to maintain. Now there is this new tool which that's what we checked beforehand, which is relatively easy to use as a wiki space for the overall CCTLD community.
But just a question of clarification for me. Is there anything preventing us having a wiki or equivalent for issues as well if we chose to, for example, on the NOI?
No. And so what, as soon as you got, say, as soon as we could do it already, but the question is, should it be open or should it be closed?
Mm-hmm. And the other wikis are what?
The other wikis are very related to working groups.
And are they open or closed?
Most of them are closed.
Oh, guys, I'm getting confused. But you talked in the past tense when you mentioned social text.
Yeah.
And you said
we have a new tool that's called Confluence.
And are we using
that? And that's what we're using for working group spaces right now. New ones.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, because I'm looking at the SOP wiki, and it's a social text page. And
it will be, say, if you look at new ones, so established since I don't know when. They're all in Confluence, so there is a transition going on.
Okay. I was getting worried. I thought that
No.
Can I just say something? This is Christina.
Mm.
The spaces from social text will be transferred to Confluence as well. So everything will be in Confluence.
Okay.
So if I understand correctly, we are not talking about closed spaces for working groups, because those we have already.
Yeah.
We are talking about a closed space for ad hoc subjects. So a small group of the CCNSO membership, or maybe not even limited to the CCNSO membership, who wants to discuss something regarding the CCNSO before it goes out to the broader public.
Yes, or if there is a topic that is of interest to the broader CCTLD community, but only limited to the CCTLD community. It's a bit like the closed center list.
Okay.
Ah, right.
Guys, I'm feeling that this one needs a bit more work before we bring it for a final decision. And also, I think it might be helpful for us to get some experience of using Confluence as well, which is still fairly new, I believe. Can we come back to this one at our next call? And in the meantime, let me have a discussion with Garton Babby. Garton Babby,
yeah.
That's a new one. Bart and Gavin.
Then add Nina to it, and then you have the three of us.
about how to progress this further. Otherwise, we're just going to take up the rest of our time on this call on this one. And given it's been going for 2 years already, it doesn't sound extremely urgent, although obviously I appreciate we'd like to bring it to a close. Is that okay with everybody? Okay, thank you. Let's move on then to item 11, which is the recommendations from the CCNSO review. So we have an overview of the implementation items from BART, thank you very much, and some suggested priorities and proposed actions on that summary, which I think as a council we should look at. And see if we are happy to sign off on those. Can I ask if there's any questions or comments on that one, please? Have we all had a chance to read it?
I haven't. No.
Anyone else?
I haven't either, Leslie, and it's Keith.
Okay. So before lots of people admit they haven't read it either, I mean, it's quite important that if we do agree with the recommendations that they then go forward into a CCNSO work plan. So in view of our time, can we add this one to the agenda for the next call, please? And particularly, could I ask councillors to familiarise themselves with this document and to make sure that you are happy with the priorities that have been proposed and the proposed actions, because if we do sign off on this, then they will all get incorporated, where appropriate, into the CCNSO work plan. Is everyone okay with that?
Yep.
Let's make sure we do it proper justice, I think.
Okay.
Leslie, may I add one thing to this item?
Please.
Say, just for your information, the board six. So that's the board committee that is dealing with the implementation of these reviews,
mm-hmm.
has signed off on a high level plan, and it will be on the board agenda of 21st of April. That plan is more or less aligned with some of the, the priorities and actions on this list.
Okay, thank you. It's helpful to have that reassurance. Obviously, if you can identify where we differ, that would be helpful.
There is no difference.
Okay, that's kind of reassuring. No, thank you, Bart. Let's move on to item 12, which is the GAC CCNSO Liaison Working Group. So this is on the agenda because I think a number of councillors had expressed concern today. Obviously, we didn't meet with the GAC last time, but also that going forward we should make the best use of our time with the GAC. On this call, I think I'm looking for views on whether the council should continue to progress this further. Do we think it's a good idea? And Keith, you may well have views as the chair of that group. Maybe if I could ask you to start.
Okay. This group has been inactive for quite some time, with the former chair of the GAC wanting to act somewhat more unilaterally than having a fuller liaison group of numbers of people. So. His interactions were between the chair of the CCNSO and myself only. and we just managed to create the joint meeting agendas and so on. With the new GAC chair, it's been a little difficult to engage with the distractions over recent meetings for the GAC. And I think possibly the best way forward would be to wait for Singapore, and if Leslie and I were to meet with Heather to clarify if the GAC wants a full liaison working group, which was always this intention that there would be a number of members of the GAC and the CCNSO who would not just create the agenda for the joint meeting, but to discuss issues of mutual concern in an informal setting, so that we had an idea of what issues were looming on each other's agendas and so on. So I think it's a question of now knowing what the GAC wants, and I think we can only do that by a fairly direct engagement with Heather in Singapore. So my suggestion is perhaps we could leave this as a standing agenda item, and for Leslie and I to seek a time to meet with Heather during Singapore.
Thank you, Keith. I mean, I guess that my input on that would be, if at all possible, it would be helpful to have a discussion with Heather pre-Singapore so that we can have a constructive engagement in Singapore and make the best use of GAC and CCNSO members' time. But other than that, I think obviously we're in her hands as to timeline.
Sure. I think, well, there's two issues. One is, if we are going to have a joint GAC-CCNSO meeting in Singapore, we need to have an agenda sorted and ready and speakers and so on for Singapore. So that's sort of item one and our business as usual model, and I'll follow up with Heather on that in the interim. But I think in terms of
then
we need the separate meeting.
Okay.
So,
are people happy with that direction of travel then?
Yes, and this is Yang. I mean, generally yes, but as is the case with GAC, I guess they it might be a good idea if Leslie, I don't want to put any much more burden on you, but it is kind of, I think they would expect some kind of an approach from us.
Yeah.
From the chair.
Understood. I'm more than happy to do that with Keith. Okay, anyone else? Okay, let's move on then to item 13, the liaison update. And thank you very much to Ron for a very comprehensive report with numerous links to numerous various reports and inputs and so on. Obviously, the ALAC have been extremely busy. Any questions or comments for Ron, please?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. And by contrast, I don't think we were able to receive anything from the GNSO. Hancha?
Hi. Nothing much on the GNSO agenda that's of concern other than the JIC report, and I just want to raise it here that I think one of the issues that the GNSO Council faced was that because the JIC final report was a joint effort between the GNSO and the CCNSO, so if you look at the email that was sent out by Stefan to you on the resolution, I think that they faced some difficulties that, you know, that the GNSO Council resolution on approving the report and forwarding it to the board and staff for implementation without consideration of the CCNSO Council's consideration, right, and whether or not the CCNSO Council is in agreement to approve the report or not. So that was one of the glaring difficulty that they faced. So going forward, I think the both council will need to look at such joint working groups, how should both council look at approving the final report.
Okay.
But I think in, yeah. in
Okay, that's a very helpful suggestion. Gabby, if we could note that, obviously that's something that perhaps I could discuss with Stefan as to how we deal with those going forward. Anything else, Hang Tran?
Yep, that's all.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, finally then, item 14, which is any other business. Does anyone else have any other business? I just have two short items. Unless that's somebody ringing with any other business. So firstly, I just have a nag on council biographies and pictures, which we'd really like to see a complete set of these by Singapore. And we're missing several... We're missing several photos and several bios, and you have already been chased by Gabby if you're one of the guilty parties. If we could make all efforts to get those up to date, that would be really appreciated, please. And secondly, as you'll have seen from this agenda and papers, we're trying to make a real effort to get papers out for the CCNSO call as well in advance as we can in order to give everybody time to prepare. So what we will be trying to do is get those out roughly 3 days to 5 working days in advance beforehand so that we will have the time to do so. But obviously sometimes we might need to have late business on the agenda. But I guess that should be the not normal if at all we can help it. So if I could ask for your help in doing that, that would be really appreciated as well.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. So that ends the call. Only 5 minutes over. I did try really hard. And our next call is on the 10th of May.
Great.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone.